For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Welcome back to another Wednesday Whiskey Review from your boys at the BHH. This is the BHH Whiskey Talk. Come on over. It's a fun time. This is Alton Distillery. This is their New York State rye. Michael, where could people find other whiskeys?
Addie's. Sponsors this episode as well. So Addie's is a family-owned and operated liquor store located in Billville, a.k.a. Williamsville, New York. Suburb north of the city of Buffalo. They have an in-house wine sommelier, knowledgeable staff, and an app. If you want to download the Addie's Fine Wine and Spirits app on the Apple App Store and the Google Playground Play Store, you can then search, purchase, and ship their products right to your door if you are located in the grand old state of New York. Now, we are going to dive into another wonderful juice option out of Bethel, New York.
Well, we don't right know if it's off of yet.
Route 17 Bravo. If there's anything like their other one, it was bomb. So feel free to try it out. Derek, what do we know about this wonderful dark spirit, price point, mash bill, other things? Hit us up.
We didn't talk about it with the last one. I mean, we kind of did. We touched on it a little bit. But, like, the color of this is a very red copper, and it is quite gorgeous.
Yeah, we hammered that last week.
We said it was a nice color. We didn't get into, like, the people that are listening, they have no idea what it looks like. It could be yellow for all that they know, you know?
Synthetic cork, follow us and watch us on YouTube. You're getting way more entertainment out of audio only.
Correct. So this is Alton Distillery, like Mike said, out of the Catskill region in New York. This is a New York State rye. It is at least 5 years old. They use new American oak. New charred American oak. The price for this is 53 bones. This comes in also in a 47% ABV, so 94 proof. And this one's interesting with the mash bill because it's coming out with 70 rye. Obviously, this is a rye whiskey. It has to be at least 51% rye.
Yep.
The next highest is 10% corn. The next highest is 10% malted barley. But there's another 10% there. What's the other 10%? Malted rye. So not only are they doing malted barley, but they're also doing malted rye. So 20% of their mash bill is malted products, which is what creates that whole malting process, creating those chemicals to interact with the yeast and the enzymes to create, or the enzymes to create the sugar, but then the yeast creates the alcohol.
Yeah, but right, but that's...
But you're doing a malted barley and a malted rye.
How long is it aged for, do we know?
At least 5 years. But it's very interesting. I don't know if I've seen products come out with a both malted malted barley and a malted rye in the same mash bill.
I agree. And there's a lot of orange on this.
Yeah.
Most bottles don't have an orange take to it, and it's very, very fall vibes.
It is very fall vibes. I enjoy this a lot. So this comes out of the Catskills region again, and what that means...
I want to try this.
The important... Well, good news. We're going to try it. The interesting thing about the Catskills region is they're using Catskills Mountain water. This is natural yeast, so they're not adding any additional yeast, which is pretty cool. And this is sour mash. So they're still using the copper pot stills. And this distillery was founded in 2010. And they're really concerned about the conservation of the environment. Jesus, okay, well, give me a second. Okay. Label Brian, what do you got?
A plus check.
What we did last time? A plus check? I agree. Again, if you didn't come from last time, whoa, that was weird. If you didn't come from the last video, also weird. Pause. But this, same elements are there. Like Mike said, it is orange. That's really the only difference between this bottle and the previous bottle. It has this orange fall hue to it. The only critique that I had with the last bottle as well as this bottle is that they have a lot of different sizes of the font on it, so it could be a little bit weird and off-putting. But the main large font is Alton Distillery, and you got the New York State Rye Whiskey, which are the important elements. I do agree with that. So A plus check.
A plus check. Now.
Nose.
Nose. There's like a caramel butterscotch twist in this nose.
I'm kind of getting like a dark plum.
With fig.
Yeah.
I'm getting fig in the nose. I agree with the plum. And then there's also like that sweetness of the butterscotch and caramel twist with the fig and the plum. Like, it's such a dynamic nose. Not high ethanol-y at all. And this is coming in at 47 ABV, so we're 95, 96 proof.
Are you getting kind of well, 47, so 94. So
94.
Are you getting kind of like a candied walnut too? Like, try to search for that nut, you know? No, but like, I'm getting either it's a pecan or a walnut or something that's candy.
By the way, there's no cap in this review.
You know what I'm saying? Are you getting that too?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
This is a really dynamic nose. I love this nose.
Yeah.
I'm going to go A plus check.
I'll go A plus check. Dude, we haven't had like a stellar one, like an amazing review in a very long time, and I have a feeling that this is going to be up there.
I agree.
I haven't tasted it yet, but all right, initial taste.
It's sweet. There's the element of fig still on the initial taste. It's a very high hug. It's way up here in the hug.
It's honestly in my mouth. Balls. This burn is literally within my mouth. I wouldn't even say that for a burn.
Nothing.
Or the hug would be in the throat.
Nope.
It's all in the mouth.
Yep.
It kind of... I hate doing these whiskey reviews because they can be so like
subjective.
Pause, you know? No, like pause. Because you can feel it literally explode in your mouth. Like,
there has to be something else that we can say.
I don't know. It burns in your mouth.
It's very full body. It covers your palate nicely.
No, I don't. It explodes in your mouth.
I'm trying. Dude, I would drink this year round, but the fact that we're drinking this in October makes it so much better.
Yeah.
It makes it so much better.
It kind of tastes like...
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It honestly tastes like fall. Like, you're walking through and there's, like, some twigs and stuff like that and, like, dried leaves. It tastes like fall.
A plus minus on the initial taste for me.
Are you getting a little bit of like a cherry too? Like some sort of
there's some cherry in there. That's plum. A good call. I agree. I'm gonna go A plus minus on the initial taste. Don't at me.
I'll go A plus. Yeah, I agree. There is also a note of like, if you've had whiskey right out of the still before, or you've been within some sort of distillery process, you know, like, as soon as it gets a little bit towards the tail, you get a little bit more of that really wet grass or banana note.
Yeah.
You can kind of taste that a little bit in here. I don't know if that was on purpose or not, but I do like it because it adds this kind of, well, it is sour mash, so that does make sense, but it adds like this kind of weird but enjoyable ending note that is a, like a sour wet grass a little bit.
The banana's there on the ending note.
We didn't do any note yet, right?
No, we're on it now.
All right, so ending note, yeah. You get a little bit of that, like, banana sour grass.
Yeah.
Like wet
and it's amazing.
Grass. Yeah. But not fresh grass. I wouldn't say fresh grass. I would say, like, dead grass.
I'm gonna go A plus minus on the ending note.
Yeah, I'll go A plus minus. This is, again, very dynamic with the taste here. You want me to blow your mind? This is cheaper than the bourbon.
How much is this?
53.
So
let's give an ending note.
Final rating.
We gave an ending rating, so final rating.
Give me that countdown.
3, 2, 1.
97. So the other one was 86, and this is 88.5. 89. No.
Yeah.
You were 92? Mm-hmm. 89.5?
There you go.
So, 89.5.
That's the highest one we've had in...
a while.
2 months, at least.
And I agree with it.
Yeah.
Would you have this in your collection? 3, 2, 1, yes. Yes, I mean, not even a question. Like, it's... this is so worth the money, it's absurd. These guys came out of nowhere.
Yeah. I mean, they're relatively new, 2010, so 13 years.
Great year.
It's crazy that 2010 is 13 years ago. But, so, grab the other one, quick.
Pause.
What?
I officially grabbed the other one.
Okay. So. So, you have these two products coming out, all in this silly that we just reviewed.
Uh-huh.
This one is $56. This one's $53. Which one are you buying and why?
I mean, Fall Fest is around the corner. I have $60 to spend, correct? Yep. Not $105?
Correct.
I would go to my default, and I would pick up the rye over the bourbon for now because I'm a rye guy at heart.
I would agree with you. I think the rye is priced better and is more dynamic of a taste with that, like, wet grass but also plum that I really enjoy tasting this rye. This bourbon was delicious. I'm not saying that it's not. But if I had both of these on my shelf, I would drink the rye first, I think.
No doubt.
Which means I would spend more, or it's less, too.
Right.
It just doesn't make sense. Honestly, Alton Distillery, if you are listening to this at all, we need to go out there.
There's a few places we need to hit
because,
that are down there.
Dude, let me tell you their lineup. So they have the Alton Classics, which are these two. Classic. Love it. They're 5-year bourbon and they're 5-year rye. Then they have these Old Cask Reserve program, which is the single barrel collection of bourbon, rye, and wheat whiskeys. So single barrels. Then they have the Lachlan collection, which is the Lachlan New York Malt Whiskey, double cask for 12 years old. Look at how pretty that bottle is.
Yeah, it's stunning.
Then they have the Lachlan Buckwheat Spirit.
Interesting.
So it is
Have you ever consumed buckwheat?
No, but it's a malted whiskey.
You've never ate it?
I mean, I don't think so. I've never, like, just eaten buckwheat.
Yeah, I have.
Okay.
It's interesting. So it's very interesting to eat.
They distill buckwheat grain and malted barley.
It smells horrific when you eat it.
It's considered a whiskey because it's wheat.
We should try it.
So then they have the blended whiskeys, so they have another blended series. They have some crazy stuff, and if their staples are this good, how do you not try more of this?
No, yeah, correct. I mean, you're an idiot. I want to go, like, do a distillery, like, tasting flight.
Yeah. So
while I'm there, full experience.
We haven't said this in a couple weeks, but we do have our ethics statement online. These brands don't pay to be on. We are not obligated to give them a rating of any sort. We're not obligated to give them an 80, a 90, or anything like that. We're not even obligated to review it. All businesses that work with us know that if you send us something, we don't even have to review it. We probably will because we like whiskey, but we're not obligated to give them a high rating. We're not being paid by them. This is a genuine reaction because I really like Alton Distillery.
I agree. It's good. Check us out in the coming episodes. We're going to have a few different options reviewed as well. There's a specialty bottle coming soon, so we're excited to try that one. Feel free to follow, like, subscribe, and do all that happy hoopla fun stuff to help us grow, because it's only going to help promote the businesses that we review. Thank you all for the continued listening and commenting, because it does help and drive different content and conversations on the back end, so we appreciate it. But if you have not downloaded the Addies app, please do. Addies, thank you so much for sponsoring this episode. We will see you next week. Derek, take us out.
Please remember, really, drink responsibly, be a person. And Michael.
Do not litter.
We're out. Yeah!
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.